Welcome back, everybody, to The Deep Dive. And today we're diving deep into journaling.
That's right.
You're interested in it. And we've got a lot of research to unpack and look at all the benefits of journaling.
Absolutely.
You know, you might think of it as something for like, you know, angsty teenagers. But get this. Some serious science behind it.
Yeah.
Shows that it can actually go way beyond just like venting your feelings.
That's right.
Talking potential like immune system boosts.
Hmm.
Better sleep, maybe even stress relief.
You know, it's true. The science behind journaling is surprisingly robust.
Yeah.
And I think what's fascinating is we often dismiss it as simply an emotional outlet.
Right.
But research is really starting to show that it can have really tangible effects.
Yeah.
On both your mental and physical well-being.
I got to admit, like, when I hear journaling, I do kind of picture like a diary with a lock and key.
Mm-hmm.
So are you saying like this is something that could be beneficial for adults too?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And it's not just about getting things off your chest. It's about actively engaging a part of your brain called the prefrontal cortex.
Interesting.
You can think of it as kind of like the CEO of your brain.
Okay.
Responsible for things like decision-making, planning.
Right.
And importantly, managing emotions.
So how does like scribbling in a notebook actually change what's happening in my brain?
Well, there's this fascinating study from 2007 by Lieberman and his team.
Okay.
They use brain scans to actually see what happens when people label their emotions, putting them into words.
Okay.
And they found that by doing this, it actually increases the activity in the prefrontal cortex.
So just by like writing down, like I'm feeling stressed, that's like giving my brain's CEO a workout.
You could think of it that way, yeah.
Interesting.
And here's the really interesting part.
Okay.
At the same time that your prefrontal cortex is getting more active, the activity in your amygdala actually decreases.
The amygdala. Now, remind me what that is again.
Yeah, that's like your brain's alarm system, responsible for those fight or flight responses when you're feeling stressed or scared.
Right.
So by labeling your emotions through writing, you're essentially calming down that alarm system.
Wow.
Helping you to regulate those feelings more effectively.
So it's not just about venting. It's about actually getting a grip on those emotions.
Exactly.
Okay.
Journaling gives you that space to step back from your feelings.
Yeah.
Observe them and understand them better.
Mm.
And that process, in turn, can help you feel calmer and more in control.
Okay. My brain is officially intrigued. But what about the rest of my body? You mentioned physical benefits too, right?
Right. You might be surprised to learn just how much research there is.
Yeah.
Linking journaling to reduce levels of stress hormones.
Wow.
A stronger immune response.
Really?
And even potential improvements in heart health and sleep.
Wait, hold on. Journaling can do all that.
Yeah.
How does simply writing things down have such a powerful effect on my physical well-being?
Well, let's start with stress. We know chronic stress is incredibly harmful to the body.
Right.
But there's a study from 2005 by Bakey and Wilhelm that found that something called expressive writing, basically just pouring your deepest thoughts and feelings onto paper, can actually lower levels of the stress hormone cortisol.
Interesting. So instead of reaching for, you know, a bag of chips when I'm stressed, I should grab my journal.
It's certainly a healthier coping mechanism.
Right.
And the benefits of lower cortisol go beyond stress reduction. It can mean better sleep and a stronger immune system.
Speaking of the immune system, you mentioned that journaling can give it a boost. I'm curious, how does that actually work?
It's pretty incredible. A landmark study by Pennebaker and his colleagues in 1997 found that when people wrote about traumatic experiences for just 20 minutes a day for 3 days, they actually showed a significant improvement in their lymphocyte activity.
Okay, back up a second. Lymphocytes.
Lymphocytes are a type of white blood cell, and they're crucial for fighting off infections and diseases.
Okay.
They're like the warriors of your immune system.
Gotcha.
And this study suggests that expressive writing can actually make them more effective at their job.
Wow, that's fascinating. So journaling is like giving my immune system a secret weapon?
It certainly seems that way.
Yeah.
And the benefits don't stop there.
Okay.
We also see a connection between journaling and improvements in heart health and sleep quality.
This is all very impressive. But we've been talking a lot about this expressive writing.
Yeah.
Are there other types of journaling that have similar benefits?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Expressive writing is just one approach.
Sure.
There's also gratitude journaling, where you focus on writing about things you're thankful for.
Right.
And forgiveness writing, which can be a powerful tool for dealing with past hurts and resentments.
Interesting.
And each of these types of journaling has its own unique set of benefits backed by research.
That makes sense. I'm really interested to learn more about these different types of journaling and how they work. Can you tell me more about that?
Yeah.
I'm really curious to learn more about those other types of journaling that you mentioned, especially like gratitude journaling.
Yeah.
I've heard a lot about it, but I'm not quite sure how it works or like why it's supposed to be so beneficial.
It does seem almost too simple, right?
Yeah.
But that's the beauty of it.
Yeah.
Gratitude journaling just involves regularly taking time to write down things you're grateful for.
Okay.
No matter how big or small.
Okay.
And you might be surprised to learn that research suggests it can have a profound impact on your overall well-being.
So like just making a list of things like my morning coffee or a sunny day can actually make a difference.
It really can.
Wow.
There's this 2015 study by Fox and his colleagues. They used fMRI scans to look at brain activity in people practicing gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
And they found that gratitude journaling actually led to increased activity in a specific part of the brain called the ventromedial prefrontal cortex.
That's a mouthful.
It is. It's a mouthful.
Okay.
But this area is closely associated with things like processing rewards.
Okay.
And experiencing positive emotions.
So it's like my brain is getting a dose of happiness just by thinking about things I'm thankful for.
That's a great way to put it. Yeah.
Wow.
And this shift in brain activity can lead to some pretty amazing effects.
Such as?
Like feeling more joy and satisfaction.
Okay.
Less stress and anxiety.
Right.
And even improved sleep.
Okay, I'm sold.
Good.
Start a gratitude journal to my to-do list for sure.
Love it.
Now, what about forgiveness writing? That one sounds a bit more intense.
Yeah, forgiveness writing can be a powerful tool for healing from past hurts and resentments.
Mm-hmm.
It involves writing a letter that you don't actually send.
Okay.
The person or situation you need to forgive.
Right.
The key is to express your feelings honestly.
Okay.
But also to work towards letting go of that anger and bitterness.
So it's not about condoning what happened or even reconciling with the person.
No, not at all.
Okay.
It's really about finding a way to move forward for your own peace of mind.
Right.
Exactly. And the research suggests it can be incredibly effective.
Really?
A study by Worthington and his colleagues in 2007.
Okay.
Found that forgiveness writing led to significant decreases in anger and depression, and even a reduction in physical symptoms like back pain and headaches.
Wow.
What's really interesting is that participants also reported an increase in feelings of empathy and compassion.
Really?
Even towards the person they were forgiving.
Wow. That's pretty powerful.
Yeah.
It sounds like forgiveness writing could be a way to kind of break free from those like negative emotions that can hold us back and prevent us from moving on.
Absolutely. It provides a structured way to process those difficult emotions, understand them better, and ultimately release them.
So we've talked about expressive writing, gratitude journaling, and forgiveness writing.
Yep.
They all sound incredibly beneficial.
They are.
But I have to admit, I'm feeling a little overwhelmed.
Sure.
Where do I even begin?
Well, the good news is there's no right or wrong way to journal.
Okay.
The most important thing is to find what works best for you and to be consistent.
Right.
A good starting point, based on the research, is to aim for 15 to 20 minutes of writing 3 to 5 times a week.
Okay.
That seems to be the sweet spot for experiencing the benefits.
Okay. That feels manageable.
Yeah.
Any other like tips for someone like me who's totally new to journaling?
Absolutely. First, find a comfortable and private space where you can focus without distractions.
Okay.
Maybe it's your favorite chair, a cozy corner of your house, or even outside in nature.
Right.
Then gather your supplies, a notebook, a pen, and maybe some inspiring prompts or quotes to get you started.
Okay.
Sometimes it helps to have a little nudge in the right direction, especially in the beginning.
I love the idea of using prompts.
Yeah.
Sometimes I just stare at a blank page and I have no idea where to start.
Prompts can be really helpful. They can help you explore different aspects of your life, your emotions, and your goals.
Mm-hmm.
You can find prompts online and books or even come up with your own.
Great advice. So when it comes to actually writing, do I need to worry about perfect grammar and spelling? Or can I just let my thoughts flow freely?
Remember, this is for your eyes only.
Okay.
Don't worry about being a perfect writer.
Yeah.
The most important thing is to be honest and authentic.
Okay.
Just write whatever comes to mind without censoring yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It's like having a conversation with your inner self.
I like that. No pressure to be a perfect writer, just honest and real.
Exactly.
Okay.
And don't be afraid to experiment with the different types of journaling to see what resonates with you the most.
Yeah.
You might find that expressive writing helps you process difficult emotions.
Right.
While gratitude journaling boosts your mood and forgiveness, writing allows you to let go of past hurts.
That makes sense. This has all been so fascinating. I'm starting to see journaling not just as a self-care practice, but like a powerful tool for self-discovery and growth.
Absolutely.
But it makes me wonder if it can have such a profound impact on individuals.
Mm.
Could it actually make a positive impact on the world as a whole?
Now, that's a really interesting question.
Yeah.
Imagine a world where everyone regularly practiced expressive writing to understand and manage their emotions.
Right.
Gratitude journaling to cultivate appreciation and kindness
mm-hmm.
and forgiveness. Writing to heal relationships and let go of resentment.
Wow.
What kind of world could we create?
That's a powerful thought. It's like we could be planting seeds of positivity and compassion, one journal entry at a time.
I love that.
And who knows what kind of ripple effects that could create in our communities and beyond.
It's certainly an inspiring thought.
Yeah.
And it all starts with that simple act of putting pen to paper and connecting with our inner selves.
Well, I think you've given our listener a lot to think about.
Good.
And hopefully a lot to write about, too.
I hope so.
Before we wrap things up completely, are there any other research findings or insights you'd like to share about the power of journaling?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, as we've been talking about all these benefits of journaling,
mm-hmm.
it's really struck me that it isn't just about like personal well-being.
Right.
It seems like you can have these like ripple effects.
Yeah.
Making a positive impact on the world around us, too.
It's an intriguing thought, isn't it?
It is.
Just imagine a world where everyone used journaling to understand and manage their emotions.
Right.
Where gratitude journaling was a common practice and forgiveness writing helped heal relationships and let go of resentment.
Yeah.
It's a powerful idea.
I'd love to hear more about that. But first, I wanted to kind of circle back to something we touched on earlier.
Sure.
Those physical health benefits.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about like the immune system boost from expressive writing.
Yeah.
But I'm curious to learn more about the research on, like, heart health and sleep.
Absolutely. Those are two areas where we see some compelling evidence. Remember that Davidson study from 2002 we mentioned?
Yeah.
They found that expressive writing, where you delve into your emotions and experiences, can actually lower blood pressure in people with hypertension.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
So it's not just like a feel-good practice. It can actually be good for your heart.
Exactly. And it makes sense when you consider the link between stress and heart health.
Right.
When we're constantly stressed, our bodies are pumping out cortisol.
Yeah.
Which can lead to all sorts of problems, high blood pressure, inflammation, and more.
Right.
But journaling can help us process those emotions, reduce stress, and calm the nervous system.
Yeah.
And that, in turn, can have a positive impact on our cardiovascular health.
So by getting those thoughts and feelings out of our heads and onto the page,
mm-hmm.
we're taking some of the pressure off our hearts, too.
I love that analogy.
I like that analogy.
Yeah.
Now, what about sleep? How does journaling help us get a better night's rest?
Well, think about what often keeps us up at night.
Yeah.
Worries, anxieties, those to-do lists running through our minds. Ooh.
It's like our brains get stuck in overdrive, unable to shut down.
Right.
But a study from 2018 by Scullin and his colleagues might have found a solution.
Oh, really?
They asked participants to spend a few minutes before bed writing about their plans for the next day.
Okay.
And guess what?
What?
Those who wrote about their upcoming tasks fell asleep significantly faster than those who didn't.
So it's like you're giving your brain permission to relax.
Yeah.
Because it knows those tasks are taken care of, at least on paper.
Exactly. It's a way of offloading those mental burdens so your mind can finally quiet down and prepare for sleep.
Yeah.
And it's such a simple, accessible technique that anyone can try.
Well, you've given me a lot to think about.
Good.
And definitely a lot to write about.
I hope so.
This has been such a fascinating deep dive into the world of journaling. I really appreciate you taking the time to share your expertise with us.
It's been my pleasure. And remember, whether you're a seasoned journaler or just starting out,
keep exploring, keep writing, and keep discovering the amazing power of this simple practice.
That's a perfect note to end on. Thanks for joining us on the Deep Dive. We'll see you next time for another fascinating exploration.